Tired of complex and high credit card processing fees? It's time to simplify. Whether you own a big business or a small startup, Empower Payments can save you money. Streamline your payment process while saving money today with Empower Payments. Learn more at empowerpayments.com. That's empowerpayments.com. Excuse me, do you know
the way to Kansas City? Discovery, the hallmark of humanity. Excuse me, do you know the way to Kansas City? The great shaper of our destiny, the great motivator of our times. Excuse me, do you know now, sit back and discover amazing stories. Meet interesting people and learn remarkable facts that have shaped your hometown. This is Kansas City. Excuse me, do
you know the way to Kansas City? Good evening, Kansas City. I'm Jim.
I'm Brian.
And this is Kansas City.
This is Kansas City.
This and is Kansas City.
What a beautiful day today, Jim.
I love the fall in Kansas City.
Are you looking forward to winter?
No. Oh, gosh, no.
But didn't this summer
go on forever?
Yes. Didn't it seem like it was 8 months?
Brian, global warming.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Antarctic real estate.
This, it would have been huge.
Yeah.
We should have taken that and continued.
We would have made a fortune.
There's no way we could. Beachfront property.
Yeah.
Right there in Antarctica.
Antarctica real estate.
I understand the Japanese tsunami may have done some damage to some of our coastal lands.
Doesn't matter if you're in Antarctica.
Oh, well.
It's all going to be beaches.
I'm sorry. You said it's all going to be what?
Beaches.
Oh, beaches. Man, sometimes you get these in and I just go, what did he say? Hey, Brian, I don't know if you noticed, but behind the glass, there's no Rudy.
No.
We've got Marco again.
We've got Polo. Marco.
Polo.
If that's okay with you guys, I can step away just in case I become too much of a distraction for you.
First of all, we need more Chiefs memorabilia. So The fact that you're wearing Chiefs gear is a good sign for us.
Well, we do need.
We had a former Chiefs player last week on the show.
That right.
And multi Hall of Fame member,
yes,
of the Chiefs, wearing his Super Bowl ring, may I add. And Rudy didn't want to talk about it because he knows nothing about football.
No, but...
but neither do we.
That's why you guys mesh so well together, the three
we
of you.
We really do. I can talk about European football, and Brian has no idea what we're talking about.
That's
and
right.
Anybody else can talk about American football, and we both have no idea what we're talking about.
No.
Other than the fact that I love the Chiefs.
I can talk about cricket.
You definitely did.
Yes.
That's exactly right.
That's his sport.
But tonight, no cricket.
No cricket.
Man, that would have been a great time to have a sound effect, wouldn't it? Cricket. Wouldn't that have been awesome if right then
crickets.
I could have pushed a button and just cheep, 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 cheep.
Tonight we're doing Discovering Westport.
I love Westport. Well, I mean, I used to love it even more when I was younger. Now I really like Westport during the day. I don't want to go when it gets too dark because I get too tired too easily, too early.
Well, we're old.
But you know what's great about Westport? Did you hear that?
Was yeah, that? I did.
This is why we need Marco more often. Not just the Chiefs gear, but when we come up with one of these suggestions, he can just roll it right in.
Westport.
Westport. I was going to say, I'd love Westport first thing in the morning.
Westport, so named because why? Yes. Why was Westport named?
It was.
We have a guest in the studio,
Westford.
So you can always chime in. Do you know
sure.
why?
I have no idea.
Westport was named as the westernmost part of the Massachusetts Bay Colony.
Man, those people went away, didn't they?
First
the Massachusetts Bay Colony?
First settled in 1670, and they started a town in Westport. And they called it Westport because it was the westernmost port to the west.
Well, if you're from Massachusetts, I would guess it would be.
Yeah, yeah.
What would be farther west than us if you're from Massachusetts?
Doesn't that make sense?
Does that mean that we are the... Is this really what should have been the western edge of Massachusetts?
Maybe.
Maybe our in-state school should be Harvard. You know what? My attorney's from Harvard. Do you think he got in-state tuition?
We could have all graduated from Harvard.
We could have all gone as in-state students. So Westport is our focus tonight?
Yes.
Before we focus on that, do we have a Great Kansas City Business Award nominee?
We do. Country Club Bank.
They have a location in Westport, don't they?
They do, and I'll tell you
what. And many others.
Founded in 1953.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was quite that old.
Well, it started as Ward Parkway Bank.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
Country Club Bank adopted its current moniker as Country Club Bank in 1963, so 10 years later. But I'm telling you, Jim, I've used this bank.
Okay.
They're a great bank.
Fine. I know some people over there. I don't think I've ever given them my money or taken money from them.
Locally owned.
Yes. Is that Byron?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Byron's bank.
Yes. Under Byron's guidance.
He was a former right-hand man to Crosby, wasn't he?
Well, yes.
Crosby Kemper?
But he looked for small businesses.
Yes.
And he decided he was going to make an impact in the Kansas City area.
Well, he certainly did that.
He did that.
Yes. Had a beautiful home on Ward Parkway. I mean, pretty amazing.
I'm not sure. I didn't see it.
I thought you grew up right around over there.
No. Grew up on a farm.
In Mission Hills.
No.
There was a lot of farmland at one time.
No.
This is back before it was Westport.
I don't know why you believe that.
It just adds to the ambiance of the room sometimes. So the Country Club Bank is our Kansas City Business Award, Great Kansas City Business Award nominee this week.
And what is that?
Well, we're having, each week we have a nominee. Beginning in December, everyone can vote on it. And the winner gets a big prize pack. I'm not even sure. Do you know what's in the prize pack?
There's a lot of things now.
Okay.
They keep adding to it.
They've never told me anything. Would they get a dozen donuts, maybe?
Well, we'll see.
Who knows? But it's an award for businesses that are nominated through findandrefer.com of companies who have provided exceptional service and or products to the listening audience.
Right.
And each week we get some nominees. Hey, before we go to break, can I read something, Brian?
Yeah, go ahead.
I got something here to read in my formerly, well, really never, nicotine-stained fingers. You like that?
That was rough.
Referrals occur when someone who uses or knows your business recommends it to others in their network, usually a friend, family member, or colleague. They are sharing your business with others, thus generating a word-of-mouth referral. The KC Referral Network took the same system but put it online for all of Kansas City to find an outstanding business. The service is free with no sign-up required. Go to findandrefer.com to find or refer a business. That is, fortunately, easily enough said, findandrefer.com. How was that?
Perfect.
See, eight times, I'll get it down.
After 15 years, you're doing great.
That's outstanding. We've got to take a break, pay some bills, but we will be right back. This is Kansas City.
No, don't know it. I have heard it, but don't know it. Earth, Wind, and Fire.
No.
Okay.
But the same. By the way, we got to play some Earth, Wind, and Fire today because of September 21st being this past week.
Yeah.
You know. Do you know the song I'm referencing? You probably don't.
I do know it.
Well, then when he plays it, you'll know that too. Welcome back to This Is Kansas City.
That's one of
Jim
my favorite
and Brian
songs.
Talking. Smack about.
And we are in fall now.
It was war, by the way. We are in fall. Yesterday was the first day of fall, right? Do I have that right?
At 1:33 Eastern time.
What?
1:33 Eastern time.
That's when it starts?
Yeah.
Why 1:33 in the morning? That doesn't even make sense to me.
In the afternoon, Jim.
Why is it 1:33 in the afternoon? Why isn't it straight up? It's the autumnal equinox, right?
It's based on the Earth's rotation around the sun.
Well, okay, fine. Hey, joining us on the phone line, I've got Joe Zwillenberg from Westport Flea Market. Joe, are you there?
How are you guys?
I'm well, but I don't have a burger in my hand right now, and if I did, I would be better.
We can make that happen.
I bet you can.
15 minutes. 10 minutes to grill it, then 15 minutes to deliver. We'll be there, man.
And it'll still be delightful.
We'll bring it in the burger car, even better.
Oh, my God. That would be awesome. You know, I've got a daughter who lives not far from your place, and every time I go to her, I drive right by the burger car. It's outstanding.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's one of those crazy... entrepreneurial kind of small business guy who makes his own decisions, sees something, orders it, and 30 days later, that's in the driveway.
Yeah.
There wasn't a lot of PR checks on it. We just did it, so it was great.
There's nobody to tell him no, so he says, yes, I would like a burger car.
That's right.
Outstanding. Westport Flea Market, how long have you been there?
So I took over in 2006. It was going to become, it had obviously opened since 1981. And it had been home of Kansas City's Best Burger for, every year, so to speak. And then in 2006, it was slated to be torn down and become a Hooters. And so I basically kind of went in and put together, I went into the owner and I basically said, hey, look, nobody wants this to happen.
we've got plenty of Hooters. We don't need another one. Yeah,
exactly. And I said, I'll buy it from you. And basically... told him, hey, look, I'll pay whatever Hooters is paying. And at that time, I had no money. I had no idea what Hooters was going to pay. I just, was flying blind pretty much. And he said, I'll tell you what, if you can pay what Hooters is paying, I'll sell it to you. And lo and behold, he slides a number across the table and I started sweating. And I said, no problem. I got it.
And then did you head over to Country Club Bank?
Pretty much. I headed over to some bank friends of mine. Country Club Bank's my banker. And I said, look, I got to make this happen. And, I don't have a lot of collateral. And some people took some chances on me. And quite honestly, it worked out. And the really cool part was Larry Moore, who was a big fan of the flea market, Kansas City legend broadcaster. I told him about it. And he said, oh, my God, I got to do a story on it. And I said, now you got to wait because there's some legal things. And he said, well, when can I announce it? And I said, you can announce it March 6th, which was a Monday. And so the lead-in to the Oscars, which KNBC has every year, he calls me and he goes, are you watching the Oscars? I said, yeah. And he goes, good. And he hung up. And so they get one lead-in to the Oscars, and he said, tonight, after the Oscars, the Westport Flea Market has been saved. And it was so cool. It changed my life. And it really has just been a blessing.
Now, I have to ask the follow-up question. Why does Larry Moore have your number that he can just call you anytime?
Well, let me tell you something. Larry Moore likes to eat.
That's a good point.
He likes good meals.
Sure.
And he used to come into my little Italian eatery, my little Italian deli, and we just got to be friends, and he loved Italy and that kind of stuff. And so I just said, hey, whenever you need something, please call. And so, they'd be working late at the station, and I would bring by burgers or chicken sandwiches, whatever they wanted, and we just got to be friends. And
it was
a huge deal for him to announce that because everybody in the city saw it that night, so it was really neat.
Now you've obviously been in the restaurant business before the flea market because of the Italian deli you mentioned. Is your background restaurant business?
Yeah, I started at the Baskin-Robbins making $2 an hour in Brookside when I was 13 years old. And I don't know, there's just something about, some guys are meant for radio, some guys are meant to be doctors. I'm meant to be a restaurant guy. I just have this thing about kind of knowing what people need and seeing a restaurant, kind of seeing the parts that are moving. I don't have MD on my last name, so this is what I'm good at. And honestly, this is what I love to do. So I go in every day, and I'm right now we have the Westport Flea Market and then JoJo's Catering, which is the Italian eatery, basically catering company. And it's pretty special. We actually cater about 15 inner city charter schools, their daily lunch and breakfast. So we cater almost 5,000 meals a day just to inner city kids. And they're getting really good product. They're getting good stuff. And then the flea market runs on its own. And so it's an exciting life I have, so I really enjoy it.
Joe, this is Brian. I've been in the restaurant business for about 20 years, and it's a tough market. It's a tough business.
Yep.
And of course, you have the flea market there too, right?
Yes.
And so if somebody wanted to come down and open a booth or something down there, how do they do that?
Well, actually, you know, about 4 years ago, maybe 5 years ago, eBay really beat up those flea markets pretty bad. And so I started having a lot of guys that weren't really selling good stuff anymore. So I got rid of most of them and now just have party rooms. We had one guy left, and then he unfortunately got sick with COVID, and so he was the last holdout. He had about 1,000 square feet. He had a nice deal with records and baseball cards and all kinds of stuff. But you know, that's just eBay and Amazon and all that stuff just kind of really killed that mantra, so to speak, that antique mall type of deal.
I'm old. I can't even check text. So
that's true. That's a fact.
Yeah, it is a fact.
So you've got JoJo's Catering and the mm-hmm. Westport Flea Market. Any other ventures that we need to know about?
Well, so I have a small real estate company that I started in 2000, and it was started because my landlord at the time at JoJo's, I had a line out the door every day, and I had always paid my rent, and I had a good lease, and I was a good tenant. And he walked in one day, you know, I was busy, and he said, you know, you're making too much money. I'm going to double your rent. And I sat there, and I said, okay, you know, you do what you got to do, man. And so that was the last day I decided I was going to ever have a landlord. And I started buying some real estate around the Westport to Waldo area. And basically, that's kind of been my second career, so to speak. Zwillow Properties, we have, like I said, from Westport to Waldo. And I'd like to say I'm a great landlord because I'm in it also in the restaurant side. So I try to give leases where my tenants can really make a lot of money because I want them to be there a long time. And I have a lot of office tenants, and you know, it's about community. I mean, you know, look, I'm not Mother Teresa. I'm not giving away rent for free, but I try to give it in a way where people are happy and enjoy the space that they are in, and that they can be profitable and have a great life for themselves and their families, like I do.
Got it. Now, see that he brings up a good point here, Brian. And you and I have talked about this many years ago about the idea that a boss in a company shouldn't care how much money his employees are making. The ones who are bringing the revenues in, right?
You would hope so.
I don't care if the guy makes $1 million a year. I need 10 of those guys because I'll be just fine. Why on earth would a landlord care if you're making a buttload of money?
Well, and the other thing you add on top of that, you can even take that one step further with employees. So I tell my average tenure employee in the restaurant business is crazy. It's 15 years. And I tell my employees, you've got to make it so I'm scared you're going to leave me.
Yeah.
Me getting, you know, you've got to make it to where I'm going to, you know, I need to raise your salary to as much as I can possibly pay you so I have you. I mean, that's the real game, and that's the way I treat my employees. You know, if they're making great money, well, I must be making money. So
if you can afford them, that's it. Yeah. I want a server who's making $100,000 a year working for me.
Did all this COVID really hurt the business?
Yeah, you know, so it's a challenge, right? Small business guy who gets leveled like that, you know, nobody eating inside for 6 months, all that stuff. Mm. But guys, I took a totally different attitude with regards to COVID than a lot of people. And I kind of related it to, like, you know, let's say my marriage, right? So I've been married 22 years. And look, everybody fights with their wives, right? Every now and then. But if you total that up over 22 years, our fights, that's like what? 100 days. Well, if I related my marriage 100 days of all of our fights, yeah, it'd be the worst marriage ever, okay? If I'm going to relate my whole career in the restaurant business to 18 months of COVID, well, yeah, it's a terrible business. I've had 22 amazing years in the restaurant business. I've had the last 18 have not been, they've been bunt singles, okay?
Okay.
They've been home runs.
Yeah.
They've been bunt singles. You can't hit a home run every year. And it, at some point you have, it's you go back to the basics of shelter, food, you know, basics. And mm-hmm. if you're doing all that, and your people are getting paid, and everybody, and you're still making some money, I'm sorry, but you can't have it. I think that's the problem in today's society is everybody thinks, you know, next month's going to be more money, and you're going to make more money, and all this stuff. You got to be. I was raised by parents post depression, save up for a rainy day. I didn't know it was going to rain for a year and a half, right? So you know, but still, I think I was ready financially. Definitely, you know, having multiple streams of income lessened the hurt, so to speak.
Absolutely.
And I also say I live a good life. I travel. I have a lot of fun. But I don't think I've ever lived beyond my means to where if a hit like this happened, where you lose 50% of your business, I wasn't, you know, I didn't turn gray overnight over that. I just was ready for the next challenge.
That's a great way to look at it.
How do they get hold of the Westport Flea Market if they want to find out where to go and where to taste? Is it still the best burger in Kansas City?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we just actually Thrillist last year named us the 37th best in the country. So that was
huge.
Good. Yeah, you know, you just come down to 817 Westport Road. You know, it's where the big burger car is. And we're open 7 days a week. We're always, you know, we're always open. We're always ready to go. If you want to order catering, we can bring it out to you. I mean, we deliver through Uber Eats and all that stuff. So, you know, I'm one of those people, and I really truly believe this. I feel like it's really not my restaurant. I'm just a caretaker for the next generation, whether that be my kids or whoever else. It's going to be here long past my life. And, it's a great Kansas City icon, and to be able to own the best burger in Kansas City, it's a pretty good deal.
Don't we all own the greatest burger in Kansas City after we eat it?
Absolutely.
Hey, Joe, thank you very much for the time. We've enjoyed it.
All right. Thank you so much, guys.
Take care. Now, that's one perspective from a restaurateur.
Yeah.
Love it. I love his perspective of bunt singles.
Nice attitude.
22 years. So 18 months I had, you know.
Yeah.
I wasn't hitting home runs. I get it.
When we come back,
We'll take another spin around the food block, still in the Westport corridor, but another spin, different kind of food, maybe more, well, they're both right in my wheelhouse, aren't they?
Yeah,
if it's food, it's in my wheelhouse.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. We'll be right back. Okay, we were doing good, and then all of a sudden went right off the rails.
Come on, I know the song.
You do. I'm impressed that you got some lyrics there. Do you know who it is?
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Oh.
Come on, best group ever.
Best group ever.
In my opinion.
Okay, I like your thinking. Do you own any of their vinyl?
All of them.
Beautiful. You make me a proud Pompa. Welcome back to This is Kansas City, now in our 71st year of existence. That's an homage to a past guest. Brian, I don't know if you've noticed, but sitting next to you, joining us in the studio, Donutology's founder, Andrew Cameron. Andrew, thanks for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's a lot of fun.
How could we refuse donuts being in the building?
Well, I mean, it does help get me into places, I must admit.
Yeah. You a married man?
I am not.
Okay.
I do have two kids, though.
I want you to look at those, Jim.
Here's my question. Have you ever used donuts as a means to get a date?
You know, I witness a lot of dates,
yeah.
I'll say, in
sure.
our store.
Yeah.
And I was actually just telling someone the other day, I witnessed this couple get 35 miniature donuts. I'm guessing it wasn't a first date, though.
Oh, I hope not.
Because that would be interesting later on, I feel like. That's a lot of donuts.
There are so many questions right now banging around in my head, and I'm going, how many
don't
would the FCC...
Don't ask one of them.
Do you think we'd have a fine again?
We would.
We've Jim, had fines.
Yeah. We have, because Jim goes sometimes.
Look, there's certain questions that I think the audience wants to know the answer to.
But, you know, donuts.
Donuts.
Are a big part of American life, right?
I would start. I subscribe to the John Belushi dietary system. And if it were up to me, I'd start off every morning with donuts and a cigar. My cardiologist has ruled out the cigar, but he's not said a word about the donuts, so I'm fine.
I'm just the opposite.
You would have the cigar and not the donuts?
Yeah. But listen, are you from Kansas City?
Andrew? Yeah, I grew up, born and raised in Kansas City, grew up in Lansing, and opened my first donut shop up in Leavenworth.
Really?
Right after college, yeah.
Really?
Right after college. I mean, gutsy entrepreneurial spirit right out of college. And was it a franchise or was it your own place?
Yeah, so it was Daylight Donuts.
Love
so
Daylight
it's
Donuts,
technically a license agreement.
Right.
And yeah, just kept opening those. Eventually had seven locations. And,
no,
seven? Really?
Yeah, and I had it. Never cooked a donut in my life. So I just happened to really love donuts, just eating them. And mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to open a donut shop.
Why did you select Daylight? I mean, you could have, what's the?
Duncan.
Well, I was going to say, there's a Kansas City institutional.
Lamar's.
Lamar's for you know, generations, right? You chose Daylight, not Duncan, not, what's the other big one?
Crispy.
Crispy, thank you. Which I've never liked Crispy, I'm sorry. But why Daylight? I'm just curious.
Yeah, I mean, first off, tradition. Daylight was founded in 1954, and I just have grown up on, I grew up on Daylight Donuts. We used to have one in my town. And yeah, it's funny you mentioned cigars, because I kind of remember going into this old beat up donut shop and everyone in there is just smoking, and like the donuts tasted like smoke. And
yes,
next thing you know, it somehow inspired me to open my own donut shop.
Cigars, coffee, donuts, let's go.
Listen, I went to my barber this morning.
Yet another vestige from the 1950s. Yes.
And in the chairs, they still have the ashtrays.
I was talking to somebody recently about how, do you remember how when you got onto a plane, there was always an ashtray, in the armrest?
Right, yeah.
We were putting people on high pressure.
In a tube.
Cylindrical tube, sending them up into the air and saying, okay, everybody start your own fire.
In a tube.
With jet fuel all around.
Would you like smoking or non-smoking?
Well, we don't have any non-smoking. You'll need to get off the plane. Here's a parachute.
So, Andrew, how did you... So, donutology.
Yeah.
Well, tell me about that. It's got to be a lot different. Well, the name sounds a lot different than a Daylight Donuts or
sure.
One of the other mainstream donut shops.
Yeah, I think we were just looking for the opportunity to introduce kind of a whole new style of donut shop. So we have all those staples like glazed donuts and bear claws and long johns and things like that. But then at Donutology, we stay open all day long and cook made-to-order miniature donuts, which include crazy toppings like bacon.
Ooh.
And fruity pebbles.
Fruity pebbles?
Yeah,
jinx.
We're taking it back a little bit. And so that's actually did bring some here in the studio, the miniature donuts. And
look at those.
Should we open these?
Yeah,
open
yeah,
them.
Absolutely.
My God.
Look at the bacon donut.
That is a work of art. Oh, are those M&M's?
Yep, that's our Death by Chocolate donut.
Now, sprinkles? I know somebody who would love sprinkles.
So do
lemon?
Do people lemon? Come in and say, I'd like a bacon donut, or I'd like this, I'd like that? Or
yeah.
How does it work?
Yeah, it's basically like going to Chipotle, but for donuts. And so we have all the toppings out in front of you, and you tell us exactly what you would like on your made-to-order donut.
Wow.
I have been to Donutology several times, as my figure.
Do you drink coffee there?
I have been known to drink a nice cup of Danny's beverage, meaning roastery coffee, although now it's, I guess, I can't remember the other guy's name. It doesn't matter.
It's
anyway.
Fairwave, right?
Fairwave, that's right. Yeah. The Fairwave Collective.
Yep.
That's right.
Okay.
Dan from Fairwave. I have never had the miniatures. I've always just, you know, I'm like, oh, I'll take, can I get some of that over there? And yeah.
You're a traditionalist.
I don't like to think of it that way, but I think you're right.
Hey, that's okay. We're about split down the middle, 50-50.
No, I want to be out on the edge a little bit. I'd like a donut to come in an odd shape.
Try
a bacon one? This one right here?
Yeah, I just want to see what you think. I know your cardiologist is probably listening.
No, are you kidding me? Okay. He's got better things to do on.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
All right. I just want to see, because this is really interesting to me. I haven't heard about a bacon.
Well, first of all, it's excellent. I get hints of maple something. Is it syrup? You didn't just put syrup on it.
No, so we do a maple-infused flat icing.
Oh, wow.
That's what it is.
And then the syrup texture that you're tasting would be a caramel drizzle to kind of give a little more salt flavor to it.
Wow. This,
yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Donutology, Westport, hit it. Hit it now. Second location in my basement. Again, I'm going to offer it to you. I'll make you a very reasonable price on the space.
Well, we consider all our options. So, if your basement has, 20,000 cars a day, maybe that would be okay.
Who comes up with these recipes?
Yeah, I mean, it's a combination.
Do you guys just sit around and go,
kind of.
Let's throw bacon on it.
Kind of, yeah. I mean,
that's genius, by the way. I've never had bacon on a donut in my life.
Bacon with a maple glaze?
Infused.
And I'm a chef.
You're wishing you'd thought of this, aren't you?
Well, it really makes sense now.
It's tremendous.
You know, one of the donuts I came up with myself was our French toast donut, and I'm proud to say that it's shot up our rankings and in our sales.
Do you have rankings?
We analyze, and we usually drop off like our bottom three combinations every year, and we're actually getting ready to come out with a new menu, so I'm excited.
In March, do you have Madness where you line up all the donuts in a competition?
You know, it's funny. We have done that, actually.
You should do it again.
I mean, bracketology, donutology, come on.
You should do
that.
Two
solid things right there.
This is excellent. I just scarfed the rest of that. Oh, my God.
I hope your wife's not listening.
I don't care. I'm just delighted somebody's listening.
Yes, his mouth's full. So, so you guys come up, you sit around, you come up with these different recipes, you come up with these different things, these different ideas. You've been in the business a long time, so you know what works and what doesn't work.
You've been in business since college.
You can still get the traditional stuff, like the bear claws and things like that, right?
Absolutely. And the funny thing is, with the minis, we have so many toppings and icings and whatnot that there's over 40,000 combinations that you can do. At least that's what someone really smart at math told me one time. But the funny thing is, our glazed donut is still the top seller by far.
By far.
By far.
So what you're telling me is your audience has no imagination. They just come in and they go, well, glaze, I guess,
I'd say our customer set indulges in classic flavors.
You know,
God, he's really good at this.
You know, a lot of people want to try something new, but a lot of people just stick to the basics.
Well, sure. I mean, what would you guess? Don't you imagine most hamburgers have the same four or five ingredients always?
Always.
And the toppings.
But when they come out with those.
Get lettuce, get onions.
But when come out with the other ones.
Then you go, holy smoke, what just happened?
I'll take the regular.
This Wendy's thing where they're putting their encrusting cheese on the bun. What do you think? 3 months from now, they'll go, yeah, that was a terrible thing for us to have done. I hope it works for them. I have nothing against any restaurants who are trying new things. But what you're telling me is the old standbys, we're kind of a vanilla and chocolate society.
I mean, you would think about, I bet Dairy Queen, their top-selling thing is a vanilla cone.
God,
right? It's got to be.
That's a frightening thought.
So do I have to order these ahead of time? Or can I just walk in and say...
No, we have the fryer on, ready to go. It takes about a minute and a half to cook, and then they're blazing hot. We let them cool for a little bit, in, you know, three to five minutes. Absolutely.
Get that cup of coffee. Sit over there. They got tables, Brian. It's a very hip environment to be in. You don't feel, you know, I will say this. Every time I've come in there, I've seen somebody come in before or after me. I go, man, they've led an interesting life. I just want to hang out with them and go, tell me about your life, my man. I've seen a cowboy who still had his spurs on at your place. And now it was 3 a.m.
Well,
no, I'm kidding. It
was old-time Westport.
It is old-time Westport. Yeah. Spurs. Where can you go in the city and see Spurs?
Andrew, where do they find your donatology? If they're not familiar with Westport, where do they find it?
Yeah, we're at 1009 Westport Road. It's basically Westport Road and Southwest Traffic Way across from the old covered wagon.
20,000 cars easy a day go by there, right?
More. Double that. But I'll cut you a deal. 20,000 for your basement.
He's got that many children.
The city of Shawnee probably would work a deal with me. Right through that cul-de-sac, you know? Whip through there.
Yeah, put a drive-thru in. Yeah. That'd be nice.
Drive-thru. I'd be the first customer every day.
There we go.
Just walk down the stairs. I need a... Give me some of the mini with... Of course, you're saying I would go straight to the... Yeah. Okay. Okay, Brian. Brian's on breaking.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, this is Kansas City. We'll be back in just a minute. We are back. Welcome to This is Kansas City with Jim, Brian, and we're joined in the studio by Andrew.
From Donutology.
Donutology. And we've been educated on the donut business located in Westport, Old Town Westport?
Old Town Westport.
Old Town Westport. And he brought in some samples of these donuts. And I asked him when we were off air, when I was growing up, I remember the donut holes that... It's just the piece that they cut out of the donut when they make it, and it's just the round donut hole.
Yeah, that's correct. And but so you assumed that these
that's
in
what
studio
I thought.
Were donut
That's
holes.
What I thought.
These are actually legitimate miniature donuts, and they are shaped exactly like a big donut.
And they have their own little holes.
Wow.
It becomes more intriguing the more you examine these.
It really does.
He's got donuts here, Brian, with M&Ms, with sprinkles, little spritz of lemon. He's got some French toast. This is Fruity Pebbles.
Yep,
Fruity Pebbles, and of course we already tried the bacon
s'mores.
S'mores. This is, I see your eyes lighting up, my friend.
Well, it's got to be amazing. Your job has got to be the best in the world, just sitting around coming up with these flavors.
Yeah, we eat a lot of donuts. It's super fun. And it's actually been, it's been enjoyable seeing you two during the break negotiate on
who gets what
donut.
Did you notice we didn't ask Marco at all what he wanted?
No, we don't. We don't.
Yeah, forget it, Marco. There's no shot. You get no shot. But it's going to take him a while to get around to the door.
These are actually... So do you cater?
Yeah, absolutely. So we cater schools, churches, birthday parties, corporate events.
How long do they have to call? I mean, what's your lead time that you would normally say, okay, I'm going to have...
Yeah, you know, it totally depends. Like,
I need 1,000 donuts.
Yeah,
minis.
Like 48 hours would be nice.
Wow.
I mean,
48 hours for 1,000 donuts.
We try and cater to your needs. So, you know, Burns and McDonald, they brought all their employees back to the offices, and they celebrated by catering 3,000 of our big donuts for the employees.
Your big donuts.
Yeah.
That's a quality organization, my friend.
Wow.
Some would say iconic.
Now, so if they wanted to get hold of you, do you have a website or phone number?
Does he have a website or a phone number?
Yeah, I think
you
we got
technology
those.
Technology?
No, donutology.com.
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 Sounds like a commercial.
I'm available. I can do voiceover work.
Good.
Could come up with a jingle for us, maybe?
I could not, but I imagine I know some people who could.
Great.
Yes.
I know some folks. This is fun. I like it when we have somebody who comes in that I'm at least a little aware of their business. When I don't know anything about a business, I become so immersed in trying to learn what I can that I can't just enjoy. As opposed to when I know a little bit, I can kind of.
Well, earlier,
this is fun.
Earlier on the show, we had Westport Flea Market.
We did,
and that business has kind of changed since I knew it back in the 70s. But then again, I'm old.
Yes,
but you never had anything like this.
Not. I mean, you know, Kansas City has Lamar's, but Lamar's doesn't do this.
No.
And then we've got the chains who have come in, and they don't do, you know, by and large, much.
Well, they sell, I think, like Dunkin', don't they sell more sandwiches than they do donuts?
Oh, yeah, their donut count is way low.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
This is why I go to Donutology when I'm, you know, going over to Jordan's. I'll stop, I'll get some donuts. I'll take over. I'm a great dad.
Do you get the minis?
I've never had the minis. I don't know how I've missed them on the menu, but when I see it like this, I go, this would be fun to walk into her place with a dozen minis, all different flavors.
Do you have the glass?
What do you mean?
the glass.
Do you have windows?
No, the glass where you pick out what you'd like. I'll take that, you know. Yeah,
we got glass up.
Think about Chipotle. I think his analogy earlier was the best. Think Chipotle. You've been in a Chipotle, right?
I have.
And you walk in, and you kind of got an idea of what you want, but then you're going, I'd like this, and I'd like this topping, and that's what it's like.
But you can also pick out things that are already there.
At Chipotle? I've never done that.
No, at your place.
Yeah. So then what we do is we compile the list of, like, the top 9 combinations that people are picking. And then we put that on our menu. So you can, if it's too overwhelming, those 40,000 topping and combinations.
I want a passport. I want to get a passport where I can try everything. But that's going to have to be for another show.
I want ham.
We have to go, Brian.
Oh.
We'll be back in 167 hours, though. And we can do this all over again.
I'm hungry.
I know a place you can go. It's not far from here. You can get the...
Well, I'll tell you how it was when we get back in 167 hours.
Good night, everybody.